Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody, welcome to a prairie, home harasser. From the shores of Lake Wobegon. So I was just surfing my porn sites and doing this. I'm sorry.
Did you grab her by the biscuits?
Heavens,
they're tasty.
See, there you go. Oh, there you go. Man. You go. The one that can't handle
it's no gray
it.
Area. That,
you just can't do it. Can't do it with him. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. Because he's so innocent. You're innocent.
You do it you're poorly. You do dirty so poorly. You're so innocent.
Hey, you know what? We have a lot of time on today's show. We could actually make a list of all the things I do poorly and then maybe rank them.
Hey, guess what? Before you two start arguing, guess what?
What?
It's Wide Open Thursday.
What? You mean the helpline is open?
Yeah, the helpline's open. Let's go right to, where are we going here? Middletown, Virginia, and say hi to, is it Kian? Kian.
Hello.
Thank you. Hello. We're going to Middletown, Virginia. He wasn't paying attention. Dave from, Deltona. Deltona, Florida. There's nothing better to read when you have 50-year-old vision than a black font with a red background. It's flawless. So visual.
Could Deltona be Daytona?
It's Deltona. Where are you calling from, sir? What?
Deltona, Florida. It's right near Daytona.
Ah. Oh, Deltona is near Daytona. That's got to be a little confusing, I would imagine.
It's like Naples and Naples.
And apples and oranges.
It definitely is.
What can we do for you, Dave?
Well, first off, I called through the app, and I was very excited that you were doing on Thursday.
Oh, that's good. We normally do this on Wednesday, but with the Matt Lauer crisis yesterday, we really kind of blew off the phone calls because we had a lot to talk about. We have a lot to talk about every day, but sometimes we just like to give it to you folks to sort of carry the discussion for the first part of the show. So what's on your mind, Dave?
What's on your mind, Dave?
Well, I have some exciting news. After 2 years of exposing my wife to your program, the other night she brought up something that you guys were talking about. And I was like, you're listening to the show, aren't you? And she fessed up that she had been listening on her own to the show.
Oh, that is a triumph.
Yes, the big
that
win.
Is a triumph. We have so many spouses that try desperately to get their spouses involved. And that is absolutely. What is your lovely wife's name? What is the bride's name, sir?
Her name is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Do you have a nickname for it? Do you call her Birdie or Betty or anything
or
like that?
Or Lizzie, like yeah, my daughter's nickname, no. Lizzie. I have an Elizabeth, you know. I have a middle daughter, Elizabeth.
Yeah, she hates the name Lizzie. So I'm going to just say, see it. I'm going to test to see if she listens to today's show and say, hey, Lizzie, how are you?
Oh,
hey,
nice.
Lizzie, thanks for listening. We appreciate that. Thank you. Let's go to Fatima in Bethesda. Fatima, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi.
We're wonderful. What can we do? What can we do for you, Fatima?
I'm calling. I was laughing last night with my girlfriend. It's more of an observation on the Best Up Show for Friday. I was listening and I was laughing as to who might have set it up, because it was the Hatchable. It was about when Oscar gave $100 to Adrian for $100, and there was a big fight whether it was $20 or $100.
Oh, yeah.
Something's never changed. That could be that could be last week or it could be 3 years ago. It doesn't matter.
I had blocked that out.
Yeah. It involved also finding a $100 bill in the studio somehow.
Yeah. It was the mystery of the $100 bill, and Adrian was so adamant it was $20, but everyone, Rob was on Oscar's side.
Yes.
I think Pony Boy was, and I was just laughing. I'm like, did Dan O'Brien put that episode on? Or I don't know.
What Fatima's referencing is years ago, Oscar tasked Adrian.
Last Christmas.
It was last Christmas.
Last year ago. Just last Christmas.
It seems like years ago. Oscar tasked Adrian with getting a Hatchimal. Is that what it was,
yeah,
Oscar?
A Hatchimal, and it was the hottest, at that point, the hottest toy of the 2016 Christmas season.
And you know what was so great? Now that I'm thinking back, it was such pure Adrian, because he's, Oscar, I know a guy, I can get it for you.
Yeah, it was I know a guy conversation.
Yeah, it was one of those, and we've had a million of them since then, but that might have been the first Adrian I know a guy conversation.
Let's. Who's screening the calls today, just out of curiosity?
Adrian.
Bring Adrian into the studio. Yeah. I had to ask him a question before. Thank you very much, Fatima, for the call. We appreciate it. Keep listening. Merry Christmas if we don't talk to you before then. Let me bring Adrian, young Adrian, into the...
He is coming in. Pony sitting in the collar.
He's coming in at the speed of pot.
I know this, Mike. There was a big to-do, and I was so upset by it.
There was a rigmarole.
I really blocked it out of my mind.
Over there, Adrian. That you can use Pony's headphones and Pony's microphone.
You're an adult.
You put one on each ear. And then
Adrian,
when Mike question for you. Yes, all right, Mike. So the Wide Open Thursday starts with this call from Kian in Middletown, Virginia. I call, I say hello, I say hello, I say hello. There's nothing there, all right? Now he calls back, the same guy. When a guy does that, I wonder if he's got an agenda. Does he have an agenda, or do you trust that when I reach into this mailbag right now and I pick up this phone, when I answer this phone, that there will be a live human on the other end, or there will be a guy that's a prankster? Which do you think, Adrian? It is your call. The future of your internship depends on
it. Wow. Oh, man, no pressure. Kian seems like a swell guy. I trust him.
Let's give it a try. He trusts him. Let's go right now to Kian in Middletown, Virginia. Kian, what can I do for you?
My agenda is to...
All right, stop, Kian. Hold on just a second. I'm sorry. Get out of there, Adrian. You're right. He did pick up the phone. That's all that mattered.
Thank you, buddy.
I wanted to know. Kian, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Where's my $2?
Wow, do you know how low the bar is that's all he needs?
When I said, go ahead, sir, that means the guy on the phone is going to talk. Jesus Christ. Just pay attention to today's show. That's all. Not a big deal. Kian, you're on the Mike O'Mara show. Go ahead.
I'm just here to apologize, Mike. I have a series of failures that has taken food out of little Michael's mouth, and I apologize for it. And the first one was Memorial Day weekend. I went and bought an $8,000 Sleep Number bed, and I told them the Michael Mara show, but he couldn't do anything because we had bought a Sleep Number before, and he said that once you've bought a Sleep Number, that doesn't count. You can't put the name down again.
What?
So
that is ridiculous. That is completely ridiculous. If you buy two, then they should be able to. What is the deal with that?
The sales agent has to be wrong. Because the whole point of this is to know where the sales are coming from.
Where the sales are coming from.
We don't want to know where the second one's coming from because we already got you.
Right.
Kian, I don't want to inconvenience you, and I know it was Memorial Day, but you got to march back into that Sleep Number store and say, by the way, the Sleep Number guy that was working here before, because he won't be working there anymore.
No, he's been fired. Yeah.
He was a slacker, and just say, you want to make sure that when I bought this bed and mention how much you paid for it and all that, that Mike O'Mara sent me,
make
and I just
demands.
Didn't get credit for that. Just go in there, you know, sometime, not to inconvenience you at all, but please do that during Christmas shopping.
If it's going to make it up to you, I'll do that.
Good.
God bless.
But I had a second failure, huge failure.
Share it with us. Share your
Cyber
second
Monday
failure.
Shopping. I hit the Amazon link on your website, and I did my shopping all day on my phone. My iPhone.
Yes.
At the end of the day, I realized that my phone had switched from the Mike O'Mara
to the app, to the Amazon
to the
app. So, yeah, you got to keep it on the link to confirm. You got to keep it on the link to confirm.
Yeah,
you know what?
That's, you know, what a nice, honest
no
man.
No excuses.
You know,
no,
Amazon,
no, I'm not going to, I'm going to be easier on it.
It's my fault, and is my fault, and I will make amends any way I need to.
Six lashings.
I hate the fact that he came out of the shoot saying these are failures. What these are not failures, but opportunities. And I want you to explore the convenient return policy that Amazon offers and then rebuy the stuff. And then, you know what? You've learned a lesson, and we're happy, and everybody's happy, and it's a Merry Christmas.
And Kian, since this is the confessional, I will offer you your penance. Here you go. This is not three Hail Marys and two Our Fathers. This is send the bonus show to 10 people as a gift who don't know who I am.
Ooh,
there you go.
Wow.
That's it.
Thank you, Kian. I appreciate
that. Pay it forward.
You pray your Mike O'Mara rosary.
Will from Madison. Is it Madison, Wisconsin?
Yes, Madison, Wisconsin.
I got a guy down here, Rex, a really nice guy that I play golf with. Really super good guy.
Tillerson?
And I played. Not the
Harrison.
Secretary of State, but a guy from Mad City, Madison, Wisconsin, who lives up there. Dude. And I told him we have a lot of listeners around. Did we have a radio affiliate in Madison?
Yeah,
Is
we
that
did.
What we had.
I believe
there?
We yeah. did. Yes.
Okay, Will, what can we do for you in Madison, Wisconsin?
I'm confused because I took the day off yesterday, so I come into work today thinking it's Wednesday all day, and then the notification comes up on my phone for Wide Open Thursday, but I keep thinking it's Wednesday, so I figured I should just call and figure out what day is it.
To confirm.
It's Thursday. Let me explain the confusion to you, Will. It's not our fault. It is Matt Lauer's fault for exposing himself. That's really what. That's really
everybody's
who's,
blaming him for everything. So
yeah, yeah. Works. Well, it's his week. It's his week in the spotlight. So that's exactly what it is. Hey, I like Matt. I like that we're known and still popular up in Madison. Spread the word up there to everybody, and let's get some heat for the show in Madison. Can you do that?
Absolutely.
For me?
We will all come down for a Chicago show if you guys ever do a Chicago show.
I know. Chi-town. I've heard that from multiple people, but it's looking like Vegas for next year. But thank you very much for the call. Let's move on and say hi. Hi to Alethea. We know Alethea.
Yeah.
Alethea from Nashville, who you were a Texan for a while, Alethea. Now you're a Nashvilleite, correct?
Yes. I was a travel nurse, so I went everywhere. I went to Seattle. I went to Oregon. I came to Nashville. I went to Iowa. And then I settled in Nashville because the people are so nice and the food is so good, and it's a great place. You guys should come here someday.
My daughter's best friend in the whole wide world. The lady whose songs we played on the show at one point, she is a Nashville person, too. She has moved to Nashville. It's a beautiful city. How are you? And Merry Christmas, Alethea.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you guys, too. I really just called to say that I love you guys and to wish you happy holidays and Merry Christmas and happy Kwanzaa or whatever you want to focus on. No judgment to anybody out there for anything, Rob.
Hey, season's greetings.
Yeah, Alethea could probably give Rob Spiewak a few Matt Lauer moments if she chose, if I remember correctly. That would be probably pretty appropriate
Rob
there, you know.
Rob is a consummate gentleman who loves his wife desperately. He is a happy family man.
Yeah, that's what it comes out to, is desperate love.
Yes. I listened to the political persuasions yesterday, Mike, and I just want you to know that keep it up. It's wonderful to hear you talking about politics because I know Oscar won't let you. And I'll have you know that when you got to the part where you were playing clips of the president talking about Pocahontas, my skin crawls every time the man talks. And I just want to throw up and go study ancient Egypt even more.
Oh, that's right. You do the ancient. Alethea puts these ancient Egypt things up that I see on social media that are really fascinating. But we've got another one. We're going to do another one next week. Chris Freitz is my partner on that show. He is a former CNN correspondent and political persuasions. We need, Oscar informs me, we need a few thousand likes and downloads for this show to gain any traction. And it's
if
hard to do.
If you listen, Mike will do the show.
Yeah. And
yeah,
we,
if you
and
listen
we put a lot
and
of
spread
posts
the
up.
Word.
We put a lot of posts up. Really feel free to share.
Yeah.
Share those posts. It's so easy. It's one click, and it's a great way to get the word out. So please help us out.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, Alethea. We appreciate that. Pony, as far as the presence on our webpage of political persuasions, I will now do an audio example of the Mike O'Mara Show page. Here's my impression. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Okay. The Mike O'Mara Show.
Woo! Woo!
Shop Amazon.
Political persuasion. Mm. Down here in the corner there.
I want more visual for political.
Splash.
At least initially, try to care. That's all.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Oscar brings this guy, Chris Freitz, into my world, and it's got to be 6 months or so.
Yeah.
It took to kind of get this thing
developing a program
finalized,
took
right?
some time, yes.
It was time, and then... the second time I met the guy, it was when we recorded, and that was the second time I got a chance. And it was kind of it flowed naturally with this wonderful gentleman, Chris Freitz, and he's really great, and he makes the show credible.
He knows
and he makes the show.
He does.
And you know, when I start bloviating or rambling on, he brings some sensibility to it. The fact is, though, that Oscar's saying, you know, to get the traction, Michael, you have to do the show on a regular basis every single week. And I'm like, okay, here's the trade-off. If I'm doing that, All right. The trade-off is that we need more given S in our little jet stream here. Okay. So that means, Pony, the job one for me, if I'm in here doing an extra show every week now, you got to put it up on the website so people at least know it's there. I didn't even, I looked at that web, the web page. I want it there where the world can see it. So that's it. And Rob did a great job with putting the posts out, but put them everywhere, Rob. Put them everywhere. Not just on your page, sharing it with me. Put them on the fan page. Put them on Oscar's page.
Yeah, everywhere.
Put them on Pony's page. Get it out
Don't
there.
Don't be ashamed. Because,
and this is, by the way, when I share Rob's thing,
yeah.
When I share, it's not shame. It's caring. It's not. They don't care. It's my show. And so, I mean, I want it to be out there so everybody can consume it. Because if what you want, we're not going to do this show if it doesn't get a listenership, period.
No.
And in order to get a few thousand people out of the tens of thousands that listen to this show, I would like you, if you have any interest in politics whatsoever, I appeal to you to listen to Political Persuasions. And we need to double our efforts for new products that we offer to put a presence
keep,
online.
And, look, and if you hate politics, listen to it anyways. It'll keep it off this show.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Like an escape valve. Yeah.
I think he promoted it. I'm not sure. Jessica from Philadelphia. Jessica, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Wide open Thursday. Send another push notification so we can get some more
phone
calls.
Got it. Got it. Yeah,
hi, Jessica. How are you?
Whoa. Hi, guys. I'm calling for the $30 fruitcake.
Oh, yeah, you are, you bad girl.
$30 fruitcake. That was Rob's price point that he said he would sell the fruitcakes
for.
No,
that was just an estimate, and I've never said that I'm going to sell them. That cheapens them. They're not hookers.
We were speculating and said if you were going to sell the fruitcakes, that's what you would charge for them, right?
Well, that is, I think, our break-even part. But, Mike, don't you agree that everything is worth as much as someone will pay for
value.
And I've had offers for much more than 30 via private message. But again, repeat, they are not prostitutes. These are good, clean cakes, and you must win them. Otherwise, they're no longer special.
And we will, is it next week or the week after that we will announce how people can
We will announce
them?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a, yeah. So tomorrow, is it the 12th?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
All right, that's good. That's a very fun contest.
And
that's
a chance for Doppel and Treble fruitcakes this year.
Treble! The Pentatonix?
Oscar, thank you for the call, and thank you for your interest in the best confection during the holidays. It doesn't taste like the holidays until you've had a bite of Rob's Beeswax fruitcake. That's what I always like to say.
That's right.
Wide open Thursday, going quite well. Let me say this. Oscar Santana, were you aware of Rob Spiewak's other job that he's taken on now? Another gig that he's gotten? Are you aware of the gig that I may be aware of?
I'm not aware of another gig.
You know he did varsity football, correct?
Yeah, I'm aware of that, yes.
Do you know that he was so successful in that? He was so, that they were so overwhelmed with his work that they have brought him into the varsity basketball games to be a PA announcer. Have you done the game yet, or is it this
did the game Tuesday night, victory. Thank you very much, Tuscarora.
You know nothing about basketball.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
Basketball is easy because they don't call the games. You just get them in and out of the periods. You announce the players, and you do whatever PSAs and stuff, and the game stands on its own.
You have to really... Even the color guy, if you're a color guy, right?
Yeah, well, I'm not.
Yeah, I clearly. If you have to almost build up the anticipation for the night.
Yes, but you do that with the pregame, the music, and the announcements, and the bringing out of the team, and you get to announce the players and the starters. It's a lot
of fun.
I'd
love to hear more about it, but we've got calls. Jay from Raleigh, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, man, how you guys doing today?
We're doing wonderful, Jay. What can we do for you?
Hey, I was just—I just got the push notification. I'm out here working on a hot tub in North Carolina.
Yeah, you are.
I was listening to a show from a couple of days ago, trying to hurry up to get to the most current show. I mean, you guys put out such a good show. It's absolutely amazing. It's one of the greatest products, one of the greatest shows I've listened to. So you
what
guys,
a nice thing
that's
to
very
say,
cool. Sir.
Jay,
can you call me every morning at 7 a.m. and tell me that, please? I need that.
I'm still in bed at 7. I get up out of bed around 7:45. So,
well, Oscar's still in bed too. He's in bed till 8:45. But you can always leave him a voicemail if the box isn't full.
Have a good day.
Thank you very much. That's very kind of you. Let's move on. A lot of calls coming in now. People are waking up. I guess that's what it is. Corey from Vermont. Hello, Corey. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's Wide Open Thursday. We moved it to Thursday this week. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we're okay.
You there?
Yeah, we're here. We're here. Go ahead.
Sorry, guys.
It's that after Thanksgiving, you know, we got a few more.
I'm still full.
Malaise.
Yes. What can we do for you, Corey?
Well, I just want to tell you a little story about Kevin Meaney. The late Kevin Meaney.
Good friend of the show.
Yes, sir. And the clip that you guys play, the I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this summer started my own business, and I was leaving the job that I had been working at for 5 years. And there's one of those guys, you know, that pisses everybody off.
Yeah. Okay. I like where this is going. Yes.
So on my last couple of days, every time this guy would come up to me and try to start trouble, I had that Kevin Meaney skit on YouTube right on my phone ready to go. So every time he came up to me, I just hit play and I don't care.
Ah, that's a good story. That's awesome. Thank you very much for sharing that. We lost Kevin Meaney too soon, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Boy, we're up on a break, but I want to take a few more calls because I asked for him. Rob from Manassas, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. I just wanted to ask Oscar for some advice for my wife.
Oh, please do tell.
She teaches at Osborne City High School. She teaches ESL.
Ooh, I'm familiar.
Yes.
What is ESL?
English is a second language.
ESL. Oh, okay. Way to go, Rob. I wouldn't think you'd know that. Oscar, I understand
I lived
that.
It.
ESL. Mm-hmm. All right, that's wonderful. And?
Well, no, she's having some difficulties with the kids.
As are we.
Oscar had any?
Okay, are there,
well, obviously,
what type
you
of
know, did you take the course? I'm wondering whether you took the course based on this phone call. I truly am.
I'll say this culturally, if I can add it, whether it's discipline or it's a language barrier. The language barrier thing you just got to work on, right?
You got
to chip away at it. But culturally,
and you took those courses. Did
when
you
I first
take those
came
courses?
To this country, Mike, I think I spent 2 years in ESOL. I think it was during my lunch period.
Wow.
And we transitioned into Sesame Street teaching me English, and then my brother and sister, and then school.
Wow, that's incredible. So it worked for you.
It worked for you. I would do this as a woman. She has a disadvantage in the Latin culture. Tell her to be as authoritarian and affirmative as possible, because Latin men only listen to the strong Latin women when it comes to the female.
Right.
Okay. All right. I understand it. That's wonderful. Now the identifier on this call is drunk man. Drunk Brian from Oregon. Brian, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys from the West Coast. How you doing today?
We're doing well. We're doing well, Brian. How are you feeling?
Episode 857. I called when I didn't get my T-shirt on time. Just wanted to say, hey, I love the show, guys, and I'm wondering if you think Al Roker might be coming out against Matt Lauer. They were in the Olympics together.
Ooh, the old Statue of Liberty.
If Al Roker would what come out against Matt Lauer?
Well, they did bobsled together one time on the Today Show during the Olympics. I'm wondering if he might be
like an accuser.
The guy started all this.
Oh no!
Who knows? He lost all that weight. Maybe got spry.
That could make me throw up in my mouth.
Drop today, right, Oscar?
Yeah, bombshells, man. Bombshells every day.
Keep up the great show that you guys do. I love you so much. Thank you for letting me on the show for the third time.
Okay, keep drinking. Thank you very much.
Let's put that man on the block list.
Before we break out, that's it for Wide Open Thursday. We wouldn't be able to get out of here without our stock tip of the day.
Woo!
We go to Mohammed from Woodbridge. Mo, we need your stock tip for the day, please.
Square, ticker SQ.
What is it, Rob?
I did not get it. Square SQ.
Oh, the thing that goes in your phone?
Square, by the way, which is at an all-time high from 2 years ago. Always the winners with Muhammad. You don't buy high, Muhammad, but thank you.
Square, Muhammad. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That is our stock tip for the day. Pretty good with the calls on Thursday, but we got a show to do, Rob. Start the dang show, will you, please?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Are there any messages, Mrs. Stimler?
Yes.
What are they?
Your father called. He wants you to call him back.
Mrs. Stimwell, our father passed away about 5 years ago. Do you remember?
Right. Should I get him for you?
No. I'll take care of you. You just get back to work. What's with her?
Oh, she had a little accident over the weekend. Got hit in the head by some lightning. Oh, it is not funny, Freddy. It's not funny.
I'm sorry. That's not funny.
Besides, she's okay. She can still do certain things around the office.
Like what? Jumpstart a car? I'm sorry.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Wine Distribution Warehouse in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the know.
In the know.
Had a delightful little petite Shiraz last night. Thank you, Cappy. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Wonderbly. Kids like books. Yes. My kid is 4 years old. He adores books. He adores books from Wonderbly, too, especially books that are all about them. The books from Wonderbly, they're so amazing. They have one-of-a-kind personalized products that make you make them in minutes. The book literally doesn't exist until you press the button. Perfect gifts for Christmas, baby showers, birthdays, just to be that person who gives that great gift. Beautiful books, beautiful illustrations, truly a keepsake. I'll show you one right now. This is when they were called, when the website was different, actually. Mm-hmm. But this is one that I received. My Nameberry, the little boy who lost his name.
Oh, Nameberry lost his name, yeah.
This is a beautiful book right here. That's what it looks like. And it's gorgeous. It's big. It's got big illustrations, big font. Easy to read to your youngster. I love the Wonderbly books. My kid loves them. Your kid is going to love them, too. And Lost My Name is for kids 0 to 8 years old. My Golden Ticket is a book for 5 to 12-year-olds. That's a Willy Wonka book. Mm-hmm. And also My Christmas Snowflake, that's great for the season, for kids 2 to 8 years old. That's a charmingly personalized holiday story that the whole family will adore and read every Christmas. Personalized to include the whole family. That's up to 9 names, people. Go to Wonderbly.com and enter your little one's name for a full free preview of their story. Enter code TMOS at checkout to get 15% off your order. Visit Wonderbly.com today. It is Thursday of the Mike O'Mara Show week, and it is just another day of weirdness.
Yep.
The world is like nothing I've ever seen. The world is getting more and more insane. We it's just a strange, strange time. I don't know if I'm alone, but I feel a sense of unease.
I'm and with you. I have this thing on my phone, the CNN app, where if a breaking news happens, it pops up.
I had to turn it off.
And it, I cringe.
I think mine might be CBS.
I turned it off because, A, they send it 10 minutes after it's happened.
True.
So it's too late.
True.
Right? I was like, I can get more information off Twitter at this point faster.
Yeah, it's craziness.
The headline, the Garrison Keillor news that broke yesterday almost made me swerve off the road.
Yeah, I cringe when I see it pop up because, like, oh my God, how much weirder can it get?
Didn't remember he was still alive. A, B,
right.
Second,
oh, he's alive.
I remember, the only reason I know Garrison Keillor, and I know you guys know this, is because you exposed him to me here on the program.
Yeah,
right?
And I want to rephrase that. I have listened to the Prairie Home Companion probably twice in my lifetime before I started doing that impression.
Yeah.
I just love the way he sounded. That broke. It is, more stuff today where it's weird to turn on the Today Show, as I did this morning, and see that they are leading for the second day with their former co-anchor, mm-hmm. Matt Lauer. It is, it's very strange. And so up to the minute, this is happening so fast that this morning, apparently, about a minute before they went on the air, Matt Lauer texted to them a statement as though he was superseding the powers that be at NBC. If she's telling the truth, if Savannah Guthrie is not, you know, if she's being on the up and up, with a an apology and a statement of regret, and also a statement where some of the allegations are being mischaracterized. But at the same time, it was just, it's just a strange world. Then we have now gone with the coverage of the presidency, you're going from the usual stuff that happens all the time, where it's fake news and all that, to more and more and more people saying unhinged and unstable. And then you pepper that with a little North Korea, and I'm just sitting here feeling a little freaked out about the world. When they say the most recent missile that came out of North Korea could hit anywhere in the United States, based on how it's like. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're safe in Fort Myers.
I think, it's kind of a small peninsula. Yeah, right? You know, man. I mean, it's the target probably.
What's that? President spent some time in Florida.
Yeah, you're right. Could get over there to the, you know, to the Mar-a-Lago type of thing.
I think as long as they keep showing off the missiles straight in the air, that's one less missile they have to shoot at us. It's like burning their own ammunition. Yeah.
There was an expert this morning that, and just for some context, that he said that the saber rattling is just part of their playbook, because what Kim Jong Il, yes,
Un,
I'm sorry, a fat baby.
Il was the daddy, is the son,
The fat baby. He,
both those men are really, really fun.
Desperately,
Korean rap
doesn't K-pop. he desperately doesn't want the U.S. to create some sort of regime change. But the nuclear option is certainly not something that they see happening. They're actually scared of it, them creating some sort of accident within their own country that's going to cause an issue.
Or, and what I heard some one of the pundits I was watching today talking about the fact that this is the time where some mistake could happen.
Yeah,
some
stop, drop, and roll.
Of course,
Could happen. And it just, the combination of both, and really, does anyone know where... by the way, this is what everybody's talking about. Everybody is talking about sexual harassment, and everybody's talking about North Korea and what's going on. And it's just...
all warheads.
You guys, I've been around longer than you, but I don't remember a time... Yeah, I do. I do. Probably when I was like 13 years old, and we were doing things like blockading North Korea... not North Korea, North Vietnam. I remember as a kid,
the gas,
a sense
shortage
of imminent danger. If you're older than me and you go back way back to the Cuban Missile Crisis, that was another time where there was that feeling of super danger.
Were
in the
you
United
ever
States.
Part of the thing that my folks were, where you'd have to like do drills where you got under your desk?
Oh, duck and cover.
Duck and cover.
We didn't do the duck and cover. I don't know why we didn't do it, but we didn't do that. But it's just. I come to this show today really just to, the whole thing. And it's so creepy that these guys are, you know, every single day there's a new guy that's coming out and there are new people that are coming forward with all this stuff. And it's just like, when did the world get... Well, first of all, I guess it was going on forever.
Yeah.
I guess I missed that.
Is open.
Can we separate both topics, right? One okay.
I'm just saying, the only reason I bring them both up, Oscar, is because the combination of the two create a sense of unease, of discomfort that I haven't felt in a very, very long time. You know,
I agree.
It's just weird. The
driving
combination
in,
is weird.
The conversations are, can you believe that there were allegedly sex sent to employees at NBC by Matt Lauer? Mm. And can you believe that North Korea now possibly has the capabilities to send a missile anywhere in the world?
Jesus.
And I'm like, that's not a light news day.
No, it's not.
No, not a light news day.
I want to know how much it costs to buy everything in the 12 days of Christmas.
You know, and throw on top of it the fact that we're all kind of confused. I think we're confused as a country. You know, and it's just I talked to a guy last week down here. It says since he retired, he does not watch the news
at all.
He literally has a block on it, and in a way, if you were able to, you know, I obviously have to do that for my job.
Right.
If there was a way to do that, I would wonder, I wonder just how
I would live that la 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 life. I would.
You know what? I might really be inclined to do that. You know, where you're, you know, when you're, you know, you still can help people and do good things and stuff like that. But by and large, it would probably remove the stress.
Any angst?
I think down the road, you're going to see studies about people's angst and all that. And I come in and talk about it because really the prime directive for this show is to be
right
and do that, you know, and throw it together. I was sitting there, and we had a nice visit down here with my with Thanksgiving with my mother-in-law, and she took off and had a nice trip, and everybody, it was happy. And my little kid had his meltdown, but we had a happy day. And I'm sitting there going, why am I just irritable? Why am I sitting here? Why am I wrapped tight? And then I think that's probably the inundation. Hey, we got a couple of calls standing by.
Okay.
Let me take those before we press on here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's go to Robin in Fairfax, Virginia. Robin, thanks for waiting so long. We appreciate that. How are you?
Good. Hi, guys.
Hi, Robin.
I didn't know you were talking so serious stuff because I just hopped in my car. But I wanted to tell you how Mike had an effect on me on a trip I took to Africa a few months ago.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Tell us. Wow.
So I was in Tanzania on safari, and one afternoon we're going to go for a walking safari. And there's a ranger carrying a rifle and a Maasai warrior carrying a spear. And they pull us aside, and they want to tell us, you know, the hand signals everything so we won't get trampled by the elephants or eaten by the lions. But the ranger is like a stereotypical South African, and he starts to talk. And all I can hear in my ear is Mike doing his South African sing-along, you know,
sing-along.
They're going on safari, Mike, with Ernie Els.
We're going in safari. Make sure you keep your hands inside the vehicle.
Exactly.
I've never, you know the reason, I got to tell you something, Robbie. You know the reason I do that is because I've never really, really mastered that dialect, and it drives me nuts that I can't quite get it. It's this thick tongue kind of, and I just never can really understand it. But did you see any cool animals on your safari?
Oh, my God, we were surrounded by them, and lions, and zebra, and giraffe everywhere, and elephants.
Oh, my.
It was great. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm glad that I influenced you when you were in the middle of that dangerous situation. The viral video the other day where these tourists were sitting there, and a guy got out of his car to get a close-up of the elephant, and the elephant didn't like it, and bam, 10 seconds later, the guy's gone. Yeah. The guy's like a goner. They just lifted him up like a rag doll and off the guy. It was very scary. Thank you for the call, Robin. Let's go to Brian. Another call from my hometown of Manassas, Virginia. Hello, Brian. How are you?
How's it going, guys?
We're great.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning. My questions are for Mike. I haven't heard you talk about playing the drums in a while, and I was curious if that's still something that you're doing.
You know, not since the stroke, Brian. That's a joke. Here's what happened. Okay?
A lot of snare, not so much crash.
You remember
a stroke?
Remember 3 years ago? 3 years ago, everything changed. We sold the house in Manassas, in your hometown, and we moved down here to Florida. And we were going to do what is called downsizing. And
gotcha.
The downsizing was going to be, you know, so that I can sustain my life down here. And what you don't do, this is a message to everybody that might want to downsize, okay? If you're going to downsize your life, all right, this is one thing. This is the playbook. Write this down. When you downsize, going from a large house to a small house, you don't want to buy another house. You don't want to buy an extra house. That defeats the purpose of downsizing. And that's what Mrs. O'Mara and I did. And in a period of time, we had things in storage. Then things went to Maine. Nothing comes here because I guess Oscar's house could fit inside of mine, but barely. I have small space down here. But the fact is, it moved up to Maine. The drums moved up to Maine. Like two summers ago, I go up into the garage where we have the storage area above the garage, and I look in and I get all my drum equipment out to the point where I'm putting the bench down, I'm putting the bass drum down, and I say, Carla, I have like the drum and I have one of the stands, I have nothing else. And I said, when you were moving all that stuff around, when I was not involved with the storage and hauling stuff, I said, where is the rest of my drum equipment? And she looked at me very sincerely and said, gee, Mr. O'Mara, I don't know. So even last summer when I was feeling a little better and I wanted to maybe wail on the drums a little bit, I don't have all my stuff. I have some pieces, but I don't have all the pieces. So
do you think they must? They must be in storage.
Well, we don't have a storage space anymore.
Then
we
they've
have,
been
we have
stolen.
Maine. Well, something happened, but there, you know, it's just like, you know, I felt like I was talking.
How many
to
drums
about
did
it.
How many drums have, did you lose?
I lost hardware. I lost mounting hardware. I have every cymbal I've ever had. I have every cymbal is up there, but I don't have the mounting hardware to put on there. And I have like a cage that I used. I used different stuff for years and years. And then I give my other drums to that guy that we used to work with? I gave those away.
Did you?
To him. I think so. Or I sold them. I don't know. But the answer to your question, that was a long answer to a very nice question. But the answer is I haven't played the drums. And so now I just, you know, want to go around to coffee houses and say, hey, can I sit in? go ahead, Brian.
Well,
you wanted to say something else.
I recently bought a kit. And I was wondering, I know you're a big Buddy Rich fan.
Yes.
Any other drummers that you like listening to?
I like Neil Peart, obviously, with Rush. I think he's fantastic. I enjoy, you know, John Bonham, who's, is he dead now?
He's no longer with us.
He's no longer with us. I love John Bonham. Let me see. The other, Peter Erskine is another drummer that I'm a huge fan of. And that's about it.
Those are the guys.
Charlie Watts, no.
Mitch Mitchell.
Mitch Mitchell.
Oh, he's fun.
Oh, yeah. You know,
I like Mitch Miller. That's the one that I
both
like.
Both great.
We have to. Hey, I am sorry. Let me see. St. Petersburg, Florida. It says Nick Diamond. Hold on.
Oh.
All right. Before we go to break, we got to take another break. N. Diamond from St. Petersburg.
Silent night. Holy night. We Jews make the best Christmas albums with baby marshmallows. Light them up. Light them up. Light them up.
There we go. That's Nicky Diamond. All
that's
right,
surreal is what
take
that
a break.
Is.
We are so late.
He's
we
got
are
a
so
following.
Late.
An imposter.
We'll talk Christmas music when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show. Everybody.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys, girls, ladies, and gentlemen. It's me, it's me, it's Tony P.
It's me, it's me, it's Gary S.
And on this episode of the show, we talk with Craig Snyder. He was the music producer and arranger and keyboardist for David Cassidy for the last 10 years. Sadly, he was at David's side when David passed away just a week or so ago.
I don't think it was sad that he was by his side.
No, it was.
Because he needed to have a friend with him.
It was good that he was by his side. Okay, the circumstances were sad. And we are going to play an exclusive piece of music from the project that David was working on when he died. You are not going to hear it anywhere else, and it's something really unique.
So exclusive means that we're the only ones that have it?
Check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Helpful, Gary. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Political Persuasions. Since the last episode of Political Persuasions, there's been a presidential election in these United States. I think that everyone would agree. Things have changed. Well, so has Political Persuasions. Yes, your favorite. You are such a BSer, you know. Your favorite political podcast. I did three episodes over like 12 months.
Everyone That's loved a, it, though.
Your favorite political podcast is back. It's reimagined, and we've made it even better. I am still in the anchor chair, but we've added something new and different to the show. A man who actually knows what he's talking about. Top Washington journalist and former CNN on-air investigative correspondent Chris Freites. Chris has reported for Politico, National Journal, The Denver Post, and was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. Now he's partnering up with me to talk news, analyze politics, and yes, have a little fun at the same time. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Wonderful addition to that show. Download the first episode of the new Political Persuasions today at MikeO'MearaShow.com and subscribe on iTunes. We're really doing a push for this week, and we'll probably continue that through the month. You're going to love it. Political Persuasions, now more than ever. So we're having a good time doing that, and Chris Freites is a brilliant guy, and it's really an honor to do the show with
I
him.
Talked to him yesterday after the program, Mike.
Is he getting some feedback, hopefully, from our listeners?
Rob talked to him as well. He is over the moon and excited
good.
For this project.
Nice fellow.
Good. We're, you know, like all new things like this, we really are doing a push for it. We are taking it seriously this time. It's not a whim. Really, it was kind of just my psychotherapy when we first started this. This is more of a real show now where we analyze the events of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as we mentioned before at the top of the show, not 2 days goes by in this country where there's not something unbelievably stirring that happens in the country. So check it out, Political Persuasions. You can get that at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Rob's got links all over Facebook where you can link to it and check that out.
Please do.
We would appreciate that. How is Adrian? I've been meaning to get his mood analyzed. When we first came back from New Orleans, he was a bit of a mess. I have two questions about our interns. No offense to Dan O'Brien. My question is, how's Adrian doing?
Right.
And where the hell is Mac? Is Mac still relevant to our show? Those are my questions because I don't see anybody except the three of yous guys.
I can answer this about Adrian is that he knows he's supposed to come in, right? Okay, that's good. Now he's standing. That's good. That's the first step.
All right.
When I was straightening up the studio today, and do you remember when Dan O'Brien brought shot glasses for everybody back from New Orleans?
Yes, somebody sent me a shot. I think Dan O'Brien sent me a shot
glass. He did. And
but
so,
it had a note from somebody else, so it was very confusing.
So I gave Adrian his pot glass, and mm-hmm. I said, this is for you. Dan bought it. He says, that's really nice, but I don't know when he had time to buy it. I was with him every moment of the trip.
Mm.
And we know that's not true because, you know, he went out and raged dressed as a fireman when you were working Best Buy.
Now you're picking on him again.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
I really want to do is kind of take his temperature and see how he's doing emotionally because I think the lad was just a little upset after coming back from New Orleans. And I know he was upset because I was here when we mm-hmm. stopped taping.
Yeah.
And he was saying, Dan, I hope you really didn't mean that. So, Adrian, and I know you kind of went spazzy on social media right after those shows.
Well said.
And I like all my interns. I like all of them. I'm not going to call them into the office and lock the door, but not that kind of like in this day.
No. Do you have that switch installed?
The switch that locks the door.
Yeah, the intern switch.
Yeah, you can always tell when my 4-year-old comes walking in here and suddenly you just see that little 4-year-old's face that I've got to lock. I can't even lock my own door
in
my office.
When I told Pony about that, he said, Jesus Christ, that's like almost having a trap door.
Yeah, it is. That was the thing that came out with the Matt Lauer story that blew me away. Like under his desk, a switch, a deadbolt switch that locked his door.
Something from Austin Powers.
Yes, yeah, it's like a supervillain thing.
Exactly, it's Dr. Evil stuff. You know, it's like, well, hello, I know you're an assistant producer. I'm going to do this right now. I have a small switch under my desk, and I'm going to... No, I have to open that. So
thank you, we don't want them to get out.
Adrian, how are you? How are you feeling emotionally right now?
I'm great. I feel good.
You're not still upset after all the goings on?
No. I'm not upset anymore. I had time to, reassess everything, and I'm not upset at Dan.
Did you reassess or just forget because of all the pot smoking?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Were you frustrated? Did you feel that Pony tried to throw you under the bus when we had the repeat episodes of the Best Of segment last Thanksgiving?
No. We talked about that this morning, and we had a talk, and everything's good between us now.
Oh, wow.
By the way, if anyone would like Pony's contribution to this conversation, I'll repeat it for you.
Please.
Just happened.
Yeah. It's like having a newsman again.
So everything's all right?
Everything's good, Mike. Appreciate it. Yeah, everything's
good.
How are
things at the hotel chain?
Busy, busy, busy. Everyone's trying to get work in before the holidays. So.
Sure. How's your hooker?
The hooker? She doesn't visit as much.
Are there still ladies of the evening floating around the hotel late
every
night?
Single night, Mike. It's annoying.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it their high season?
I guess so.
People are lonely.
I mean, it's
by the
holidays.
Way, you know what? And just this dovetails, we got to take a break because we're running super late today. But I have to say, don't you think really now more than ever? I think there should be a bumper sticker out that says prostitution now more than ever.
Honk if you're horny.
I mean, right?
I think so.
I mean, men have that thing, unfortunately. They have to get her done.
And if you
don't put a bolt lock on your office door under your desk. That's what you don't do.
If you complete a transaction, it's legal, right? It's implied consent.
Oscar's going to say something. What are you going to say? What?
The logic behind having legalization of prostitution would be that these men who are creeps in their private lives will just be creeps, but they'll pay for it.
Yeah.
Right.
And then mm-hmm. I'm kind of okay with that.
Sure.
Right?
The government profits.
If somebody's getting a little something in the in the profit column, why not?
Right? Taxation.
World's oldest profession.
Yeah. Exactly. It is the world's oldest profession.
Yeah, we've solved the problem right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. We will take a break and come back with more fun. Thank you, Adrian. Stimulating interview. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey, did you know that there are people in TMOS Nation that take and don't support the funny?
Pimps, addicts, thieves, bums, winos, girls who can't keep an address, and men who don't care.
Whoa, Joe, take it easy. I'm talking about those who haven't gotten a bonus show subscription yet.
Liars, cheats, con men.
The class of Skid Row.
All right, I get it. But it has Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony in an extra uncensored hour of funny each week for less than 5 cents a show.
All of a sudden, there isn't a straight man in the crowd. Everybody's a comedian.
So do your part and become a proud 2%er and keep that funny train rolling.
It's not perfect, but it's a great deal better than when we grew up.
Get your subscription today at MikeOmeraShow.com.
I love that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Are you in need of great talent for your business, but short on time? You don't have to get lost in a huge stack of resumes to find your perfect hire. You just need the right tools, smarter tools. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click, so you can rest easy knowing your job is being seen by the right candidates. Then, ZipRecruiter puts its smart matching technology to work, actively notifying qualified candidates about jobs within minutes of posting, so you receive the best possible matches. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It goes out and finds them. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by growing businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. One more time, try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And we thank them for being a fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Here, here.
I think it's time for a new, you know, the show needs a little injection of energy today.
A palate cleanser?
There's a bit of malaise.
Malaise, sure.
Like, I would like to introduce a new character to the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right.
You boys, would you be interested in interviewing the Christmas Feather Duster?
Oh.
The Christmas Feather Duster? Yes.
Please.
Yes,
please.
Let's bring the Christmas Feather Duster in, shall we?
Yes.
Right now. Hold on just a second. Wait a minute. I've got to do this. Let me just put this over here. All right.
Hey, ooh. Christmas Feather Duster.
Hello.
Merry Christmas and season's greetings.
I'm the Christmas Feather Duster.
How long have you been in the O'Mara house?
Quite some time, thank you.
Mr. Duster.
Hi, Oscar.
Is this your busy season with everybody coming into town, all the guests you may have?
So many flecks of dead skin all over the sofas and the tables. It's so frustrating. I'm the Happy Christmas Feather Duster.
Now, who uses you most, Carla, Mike, or little Michael?
Yeah, it's not working.
Oh, no. God.
Sorry, I didn't feel like I just was stream of consciousness. Oh, no. Something.
Are there any other characters you may want to
No, there are no other. Well, what's it? What's going on?
I'm back again.
Oh, there he is.
Oh. How are you? Perhaps if I had eyes.
What's the hardest surface to dust?
Yeah.
The hardest surface to dust is the human anatomy.
Do you prefer wood or electronics? Bye. Damn it.
What? I'm sorry. I'm being silly. I'm
as being a duster silly. Myself, Mike.
I bet he comes back before the big day.
It is always, I wanted to ask him, it is always tougher to dust anything that is old wood.
You think?
Because anything electronic dusts. Oh, Mr. Duster.
There he is. Nobody likes a Charlie in the box.
What the hell is wrong with
you? As you get older, at least my parents in their case, they don't see dust anymore. So when every time I go over, I'll help clean up a little bit,
sure.
Right?
And I actually use this thing. I use this thing in the studio quite a bit,
right?
Because it's like that's what it's you know, great for is audio boards and all the different stuff.
I think electronics are harder to dust because of the sliders and the switches and all the crevices, because mostly a table is just a flat surface.
Yeah, right, but crevices. If it's an old table and let's say it's reclaimed wood, right? A lot of the little strains of duster get caught within the grain of the wood.
I'd forgotten that all of your furniture was built from a barn.
I'm truly believing that I may be going insane.
What's going on?
I don't know. I just am feeling odd. I'm feeling odd lately, so I do silly things.
I think
at a
it,
moment's
is the,
notice.
Yeah. It is the
I surf
outward
weird
influences.
Things at night. I said, do you know what I did last night?
What?
I have no idea why I did this. I printed out my parents' obituaries on the computer last night, like right before I went to bed. Yes.
Time to see a professional. I don't believe
Mike,
it.
Mike, that's not like that. That's
not normal.
Got to talk
to somebody about that. And it's
I
not
don't
us,
like
Mike.
People like that. Don't like that. Don't like that industry, Oscar. That is, industry was very, very bad to me.
Yeah, but
that
if
was a very the psychotherapy business was very, very.
I've
bad
I've done
to
therapy,
me,
and I'll tell you.
Yeah, but I've done it, and I the
have
most,
you gone alone and not with anybody else?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you still have their number?
But Rob's been with me for enough time that he's been through my many machinations.
I've
of
been through enough of it that I
mental
know that,
illness
that I've never done it and probably never will.
What's the upside of printing out your parents' obituaries before you go to bed?
This is the thought. I'm
because
right,
it
now,
exists online. It's not like it's going to go away.
No, I have. Well, see, that's, and I feel like I needed to print it to keep it somewhere safe in case the internet blew up.
Hmm.
Look, it's what I did. I said this would be something that
you're gonna make
Mike
a bank run, Mike. You're gonna make
what?
A bank run. You're gonna make a bank run today after the show.
No,
because you don't. You essentially are telling yourself you need the money in front of you in case the internet goes away.
That's
it
right.
It was something that I just did. I don't. I can't. The reason I'm bringing it up to you is because I can't explain it and I can't tell you
was
what's going on
with
that.
Before or after you put the jars of urine in the attic?
This this was after the Petit Sirah. To be honest with you,
now you see
this was a little drunken. It was a little. I know it was. I can't.
I know the kind of drunk you were having. You were probably a little weepy.
Just a little melancholy.
Where did
everything.
It couldn't have started with the obituary? After you put down the glass and you picked up the computer, where did it start?
All right, I wish. Where's Pony's sad music? Because that would be good. Rob, play some. Find some sad music.
Where's Carla doing all this?
Here we go. There we go.
Warm.
Oh, that's way too sad.
Poor Carl.
That's a funeral music. Yeah. You don't want that. Here's the thing. So I finished the Petit Sirah. Yeah. Mrs. O'Mara turns in earlier. I'm up there and I'm surfing the net and I do this. This is the progression of my melancholy through the night. All right. It starts with I'm watching a lot of news. As we mentioned before, it's got
move.
Me depressed, right? There's just too much bad, negative, people are horrible news out there. It's just one thing after the other. I turned that off. I said, I'm going to go to the movie channels. I go over to the movie channels, and unfortunately, one can only watch Gangs of New York so many times. I didn't think Gangs of New York would be on enough that it would burn me up, but I'm done.
Sure.
You can only see Gangs of New York so much, so I'm not going to watch that. Then there's nothing. There's nothing. You guys like Curb. I don't like Curb, so I don't
so
watch
good.
Curb.
That's a great
and
show.
Then I go to one of my great depression era and also depressing movies, which I never go by, and that's The Road to Perdition.
Oh, my.
I watch The Road
that's
to
Perdition. That's not even a good movie.
It's a great movie.
It is a great movie, but it's not one of those movies you're like, oh, I got to go to The Road to Perdition.
Yeah, it's not.
It's a great movie. Oh. It's a
it's
great
depressing.
Movie.
It is.
I'm not only looking at the movie, but I look at what the kid is doing now, who is the Michael Sullivan Jr., and I see, and he's a good-looking fella. Not a tremendous acting career, but he's a, you know, that movie was 2002. That was a long time
15
ago.
15 years
movie.
Ago, yeah.
And I watched The Road to Perdition. That's when, Rob, you're absolutely right, maybe a little bit weepy, and then wrap up the evening by printing my parents' obituaries and going to bed.
Mike, mm-hmm. why yes. find the kid on the internet and see what he's doing now?
Why? I mean, because
what's the connection there?
Because I said the kid. This is Carla was up at that point when I turned on The Road to Perdition, and I said, you know what? This kid was really amazing in this movie. I wonder what happened to him. That's exactly how that happened.
Okay. And then don't did she say
it,
something?
Don't make
dismissive?
It into a Judge Roy Moore, you son of a bitch. Don't do that. Okay, I'm depressed enough. I don't need that. I don't go there. Thank you.
That Carla young
coming,
buck.
Carla coming out and you say he is really incredible. I wonder what he's up to now.
No,
I don't know,
that.
Mike.
I
who
wasn't
cares?
That. I had three
look
glasses of
stud
wine.
Muffin.
That's all. I had three. Well, by the way, if you look
oh
at his
my
current
God,
picture,
he is
my God in heaven. I mean, he's terrific. He's
yum,
really,
he, yum.
He's, yes.
Wow.
Is that what
you
said,
what?
Mike, last night?
Did he not grow up to be? Did he not grow up to be a chiseled, good-looking
guy?
He's
a chiseled man.
Too bad he doesn't have a twin. He could do a property show.
So that was it. Then I
really
I
strange,
out.
Really depressing. When does Carla leave the bedroom? When you bring up the young man as an older boy or older
it
gentleman now?
It goes me out in the living room, and then Carla goes back into the bedroom.
But what is her cue to leave you?
When I put on a movie that she's not interested in. As a matter of fact, she started folding laundry when I put on Road to Perdition. She started folding laundry, and I said, Carla, I've got this movie. And then I started talking about the kid, and she's like, I don't care. I don't care. And she went to bed, and I watched the entire
thing.
So By the
funny.
Way, Jude Law as the killer,
yeah.
who's also the photographer, brilliant performance.
Jude Law in his prime. Really.
Two things that would never happen in my house is the watching of Road to Perdition and the folding of laundry.
Why would you not watch Road to Perdition? Have you ever watched? See, you commented on it, and you've never seen it.
I've seen parts of it.
Seen parts of it. You've never watched the entire
tough.
Movie.
Mm, that is
you'd rather,
you
you'd rather watch like Donald O'Connor with tap shoes on than watch
yes,
like,
and
a movie
nothing
that's
else.
Got any,
just naked subject. Tap dancing.
No, you watch like 1940s complete crap. That's all fluff. I watch movies with substance about human conditions and organized crime and the
Tom Hanks.
The struggle, the moral struggle of a hitman for the mob in the 1930s.
Right, that's you are, Mike, like. And then you print out obituaries. I wish
that's
I was
what
you.
I do. Yeah, I know. Thank you.
I think.
Did Carla print out your obituary?
No, she did not.
Mommy, what's Daddy doing again? He's printing out
the
obituaries.
Other thing, please tell your father I did not mean to. I regret my decision to block him.
You blocked
I have to.
HBS?
I will be blocking him
what
today.
What happened?
You blocked him?
Carla thinks it's a bad time to have the pictures of the nipples on the page.
Oh.
So that's kind of where I am.
It's a bad time.
Yeah, with all the sexual harassment.
It's a bad time for a single income, Carla.
Yeah, it's no, stop. Don't pick on
my
wife.
That's the fabric
please.
Of the show, Mike.
No, you know what? Hey, yeah, it is what it is. That's it.
He does work for you mostly.
Yeah.
Does it? No, I don't think so. I don't think he does.
Oh, he doesn't enjoy the female form.
No, he doesn't.
No,
Rob could speak
you.
To that.
Let me see today's HBS of the week.
Yeah,
of the day.
Well, I haven't blocked him yet, but Carla wants.
Is it a big to do today?
You know what? Don't block him. Maybe he can just not post on your page directly.
Could
Maybe
you ask him
compromise?
For me, please?
Of course.
I don't want to ask him myself. Could you ask him?
Yes, I will absolutely take care of that. But
it's
I
just
think
a little...
you because if you block him, that's so final.
Well, it looks like. Let me see. Is there one today?
There is one today.
Okay, let me see what's up there.
Is it a Merry Christmas?
No, it's not a Merry Christmas.
Is it a Season's Greetings?
I'm pulling it up. Hold on a second. Jesus. Yeah. There's so many. There's so many.
Did she appear to drop something? There's certain categories that he has.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm on my regular feed. Hey, Jim Amato, thanks for posting that 87th birthday greeting to G. Gordon Liddy.
Hey, you know what? It's a bad time for that, too.
All right, here he is.
You got it?
I'm looking right now. I don't see one.
Yeah, you know what? It's pretty clean today. Did he put it on the fan page? Is he not putting
it
on his page anymore?
He does it whenever he feels like
it. I saw two a couple days ago where I was like, man.
Yeah.
I've been deleting them, unfortunately. Oh. How does your wife feel about the... does she even know? Does she even care?
No, she knows about it. She's always slightly interested because she's waiting to be chosen. So she has to pretend to be interested and approve.
Is there any awareness of the current climate? Have you
ever
talked to him about
it? Oh, my God.
It?
This young lady is a 10. And this is yesterday's pinup. It's the first one I went to.
Are you talking about the one with the green top?
Oh, she's got a sweater.
No, the sweater. The sweater. That was kind of the last straw.
Sweater kittens.
You know, I'm looking at a cute picture of my kid, and then Carl said, what's that? Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Don't you think that's more jealousy than anything else?
Nah, you know what? You'll have to take that up with my.
No, I'm not.
My
she
wife.
Can do whatever she wants, Mike. As far as I'm concerned,
we're in a different world now, Oscar.
Look
we got
at
honor
this.
Things.
Man,
I just like
attention.
When it occasionally comes up if I'm looking at Facebook with my mother, of course, my dad's ex-wife, and she always says the same thing. Mm-hmm. Why does he do that?
This young lady is chilly.
Yes,
it's just a certain climate right now.
What's
you
the
know
climate?
What I mean? There's empowerment happening, so be aware of that. We'll take a break. But shut up, Oscar. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Listen up, TMOS listeners. There's a new show coming to the More Network. Are you a guy in your douchebag 30s who watches The Bachelor in your underwear every week? Or maybe you pretend to be a Food Network personality every time you cook dinner? Do you know all the words to Justin Bieber's latest song and secretly like it? Whatever your guilty pleasure is, I want to know about it. Send in your weirdest guilty or not-so-guilty pleasure to pleasure@mikeomarashow.com and tune in to see if yours is embarrassing enough to make it on air. That's pleasure@mikeomarashow.com. And you never know. People might just have the same weird habits that you do.
Welcome back to the show. The exciting world of anime is coming to Washington, D.C. It's Anime USA 2017, Christmas in Japan, and the event is happening at the Washington Marriott Wardman Park Hotel, December 8th through the 10th. If you love anime, this convention is the place to be. And if you're just curious, come see what anime is all about. It's coming. Dozens of tables and exhibits for you to see. Check out the details at animeusa.org. Enjoy a bite at the Maid Cafe, an authentic Japanese experience where you are served your meal by women dressed as maids.
That's right.
I'm not making it up. See Japanese arcade games that aren't yet available in the USA. Meet sword forger Matt Stagmer. He's a professional bladesmith and host of the YouTube series Man at Arms. And of course, fantastic cosplay. Be a part of it or just enjoy the people watching. The people, or the not the people watching you.
The people watching. The people watching.
Yes.
So, sorry. A lot of commercials today. Plus, you can hang with our own Matt Ponyboy Bloom. He'll be there, too. For tickets and more info, visit AnimeUSA.org. Use the code TMOS17A and get 20% off regular admission. Kick off your holidays with Anime USA 2017 Christmas in Japan. Get your tickets today at AnimeUSA.org. And remember, the code TMOS17A for 20% off your regular admission. That is a very special deal just for our listeners. And, Pony, are you planning to visit the anime? You said you're going to go, what, 2 days or what?
I'm going on Saturday, and I'm going to be there all day. It's going to be a blast.
Oscar, are you going to check it out just to be curious?
I'm going
to
go and stalk Pony on Saturday.
Very exciting.
So I can report back to the show.
But will you be doing cosplay so no one will recognize you?
You know, if I could get something together for Overwatch, I would wear it.
That'd be cool.
He's going to be a superhero.
News.
Same old Matt Lauer Today Show clips. Some old Matt Lauer Today Show clips have a slightly different feel today, like when he complimented Kelly Clarkson on her hot new look, when he questioned Anne Hathaway on a paparazzi upskirt photo he didn't even have to bring up, when he grilled Bill O'Reilly on his sexual harassment schedule, when he flashed his female colleagues during a skit, when he looked down Meredith Vieira's shirt. This is just a list of stuff.
Yeah, I saw
that
one.
Then there was the one time when Katie Couric told Andy Cohen that Matt pinches me on the ass a lot. That was the quote from her. There he is. He's home right now. Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo Rivera was quick to defend Matt Lauer yesterday. He tweeted that Matt is a great guy and added, quote, "News is a flirty business, and it seems like current epidemic of sex harassment allegations may be criminalizing courtship and conflating it with predation." Geraldo, Fox News said it was troubled by Geraldo's comments and was addressing them with him.
Ooh.
A little while later, he apologized. NBC has been scrubbing Matt's image and name from the Today Show's social media platforms. Oscar Santana.
I really want to get an honest opinion from both of you. If you had a friend, say you were friends with Matt Lauer, and I know the degrees of the sexual harassment, and we don't know all the details. You know, it's alleged that there was an assault. It's alleged that he sent inappropriate texts to coworkers. If you have a guy in this space, in broadcasting, and really Mike more than anyone because of his stature and celebrity, right? And you have a personal relationship with them, how would you address it?
Well, the thing that Savannah brought up yesterday on the Today Show was, how do you reconcile your esteem and your love for a friend or a colleague, or your respect for them as a coworker? How do you reconcile it? And that is the difficult question. I think you press on, for starters. You move on. You're not going to throw yourself under the bus because of somebody else's behavior. And then you have to be very careful, in the words, with Geraldo Rivera, of really, this is a time when men are going to learn, you don't diminish this. You can't yet. It's not. That's, by the way, the whole, political correctness gone. It's not. It's really, really not. You're actually in a situation when you hear about, I urge people to think about the worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the Harvey Weinstein examples
of God.
This. You know, imagine what it is if your wife or your daughter walked into some place and a guy said, watch me in the shower. It's going to ferret this out, and you have to do that. So my answer is, even if it's a friend and or a colleague, somebody, you have to probably say, this person, I wish this person the best to change his ways.
Uh-huh.
And but you know, they behave badly, and there are consequences. That's the best answer I would give you about something like that.
And also, know? I think that if someone was particularly close, you could call them a friend beyond being a colleague or an acquaintance. A friend of Matt Lauer would probably know this was going on. I would think that if you were a close enough friend that you knew
a male friend,
you would know it was going on.
I don't know, though, but you don't know, Rob.
Yeah,
I'm just theorizing.
Let me ask both of you. I have a question for both of you because I've thought about this. When he made his statement today, I asked you this. Do you think there is resurrection for any of these people? Do you think there is any possibility that the Charlie Roses and the Matt Lowers of the world
I think Lauer
redeem their careers on any level.
This is not comparing the two allegations. It's just scandal overall, right?
Mm-hmm.
I go back to the days where, and this actually struck me personally, because at one point there was this big to do with the Attorney General and Paola and radio and FBI raiding offices at Columbia Records, and Elliot Spitzer was at the front of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had that sexual scandal where he had prostitutes and he was a married man. And a year later, I saw him on CNN with his own show.
Yeah. So there is resurrection. And I think if you certainly have gotten the message when you lose a gig like the anchor spot at CBS This Morning and also at the Today Show.
I don't know where I think the degree of the violation.
Right.
I think that will dictate how
there are no uniform standards for any of this crap.
No,
and Harvey Weinstein may be going to prison.
Yeah.
So and rightly so. So that's
and I think also the reason that Matt Lauer and Charlie Rose, Matt Lauer more so, have a better chance of a resurrection because at one point they were beloved. No one ever loved Harvey Weinstein. Everyone thought he was a gross, disgusting jerk. So he's got a different starting line. So if you're going to talk about a resurrection
of a benchmark
career,
Even if you're beloved, if you have committed sins that are so egregious that that it's all by degree, and I think it's important to mention that it is all by degree.
Remember, Tiki Barber had a wife. And then had an illicit relationship with an intern who's now his wife, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And NBC canned him for that.
Yeah. And I agree with Geraldo that it is that atmosphere. I don't agree with Geraldo that you just diminish this. I think you have to respect the women that have come forward.
You don't want Geraldo coming out in your corner. The man who takes selfies with his abs at age 78.
That's right. And I also think Geraldo never met a controversial story that he didn't want to plaster his name all over.
Mm. You're right.
In a year packed with pretty heavy, depressing news, here's a somewhat interesting distraction for you. Instagram has released a list of the most liked photos of the year. Unfortunately, the top 10 is dominated by the same three people. Any guesses?
Kardashian?
No.
Oh, Trump?
No.
Oh, damn.
Obama?
No. Beyonce?
Oh.
Cristiano Ronaldo, soccer
Dreamboat.
Stud.
Sure.
And Selena Gomez. I won't even mention the post. The number one post was Beyonce announcing she's pregnant with twins. That was 11.2 million likes that she got.
What about the kid from Road to Perdition?
Hey, back off, pal. What's the last movie you watched? Let's get an example. What's the last movie you sat down and watched?
I watched, over the weekend, I watched the first part of Gone with the Wind. It's great.
All right.
Great storytelling.
I agree. Thanks for sharing, Nancy. We're heading into December, so here's a list of
five. Burned Atlanta down.
Yeah, I know. God, Gone with the Wind.
God.
Yeah. We're heading into December, so here's a list of five weird things the cold weather can do to your body. You burn more calories. That's a good thing.
Yes.
Your fingers shrink. That's what it says.
Oh, wedding ring
I'm not going to give the whole explanation, but your fingers shrink. It can affect your vision. Sunlight bouncing off snow can mess with your eyes. Your heart attack risk could be higher.
Yes!
And your face gets red.
Sounds like me. All over.
Your face wasn't red when you came in late the other day, though. You handled it better than you normally do.
Hey, well, I had a lot of time to sort it out. 2 hours and 25 minutes.
Have you seen the little video for the Christmas story? Where they just superimpose the faces?
Yeah.
Make another video.
That is too funny.
And speaking of,
Oscar and I picking on Rob Spiewak. You're gonna cry.
Speaking of shrunken fingers, Oscar left his wedding ring here, but we were able to get it back to him. I don't know if it fell off or because of the cold weather.
Or I took it off and threw it.
When I'm tinkering, I always scratch the ring up.
Oh, so you took it off?
I take it off, yes.
Pony put it on and said he was married to Shannon.
Yeah. No, you said that's how it works.
I can't imagine.
You tried to trick
me. I can't imagine how anyone could lose their wedding ring. Yeah, I haven't had one for like a month.
Really?
Yeah, we got to replace it. We lost it.
I think if you go a full 7 weeks, you are actually no longer married.
I lost my ring. Apparently, American Airlines had a glitch in their scheduling software where every pilot who asked for vacation time around the holidays got it. And they just realized that means they've got more than 15,000 flights scheduled that don't have anyone to fly.
Charlie.
Now, you think they could just...
You're off, too. You get a vacation.
American is required to work with the pilots union to figure out how much money to offer, but so far they haven't done that. They've just thrown out some numbers they came up with without any pilot, without any input. So as we get closer to Christmas, there's no real solution, and the odds that they'll reach some deal. Then again, the airlines have proven they'd rather beat up passengers than shell out a few hundred bucks, so who knows? So I don't know what they're going to do about the vacation situation. It is a true mess, and a lot of
those flights have to go, right?
Yeah, so they have to go.
The pilots have the leverage. The union has the leverage, even if it was time and a half. You know,
they're going to use the leverage to get a little more money, I think.
Yeah, they have to, right?
Yep, it's crazy. A woman from New Jersey named Kate McClure ran out of gas in the middle of the night last month in Philadelphia, and a 34-year-old homeless guy named Johnny Bobbitt helped her out. She didn't have any cash, so he walked to the nearest gas station and used his last $20 to fill her tank up. She went back later to repay him, but he wanted to do more. This is a homeless guy that didn't have a place to live. So she set up a GoFundMe page this month that went viral, and it's now up to $400,000.
Wow.
It's amazing. It turns out Johnny is a former Marine from North Carolina who ended up on the streets after a series of, quote, bad decisions in bad situations. But now Kate is helping him make some good decisions. She got him a financial advisor to make sure he doesn't burn through all the money. And they set up two trust funds for him. He'll be able to draw a small monthly salary from one of them. And the other is a retirement account.
That's awesome. Really, what a great story.
Cool. Love it.
That is a great story. On the other side of things, now a little something something, boys. Yeah. Officials in Ohio say a 13-year-old boy trying to kill a bed bug sparked an apartment building fire that displaced 8 people and caused $300,000 in damage in Cincinnati. Officials say the fire was reported around 11 p.m. Tuesday and began when the teen lit a match after dousing a bed bug with alcohol. 6 apartment units were damaged in the fire. No injuries were reported. When asked for comment, one of the bed bugs said, "We want to drink your blood." I'm sorry. I turned that into a... These are weak kickers, but it's the holidays. Everybody.
Isn't that the thinning of the herd, though? If you think that that's how you're going to get rid of that.
Yeah.
Like, you maybe...
I thought it would kill him. Well, it probably did. It just he did a lot more damage than he suspected.
I missed my American flight.
But anyway, we'll take a break, come back with an abbreviated audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Santa Claus.
Hi, everybody. This is Nameberry reminding you to send in your mail for the mailbag that Rob reads on the Mike O'Mara Show. All you have to do is include it. Send it to Rob with two B's at MichaelMarishow.com, and then maybe we'll read your message on the radio podcast.
What about the address, man, Barry?
Shut up, Rob.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle, jingle bell rock, bottom. Are you tired and depressed and broke thanks to holiday shopping? Don't give up, my little moon calf. Be jolly. Oh, oh, oh. Use Amazon. Using Amazon.com will save you cash and the hassles of the worst part of the holidays, big store shopping suckitude. Be like Craig Horlocker. He used our Amazon portal to buy Rogaine and a safe and a cutting board. and a 12-volt big wheel for his boy. Now all he needs is a special new candle holder for Hanukkah. He's looking for... I can't say that.
I can say it.
What does he have written?
The guy wrote the joke. It was very good.
He's looking for a labia minora.
Oh.
Thank you, Pony, for the... And the always delightful Tony Lamb bought two pillow pets, Buzzy Bumblebee and Pet Ladybug. Now he can spend Christmas Eve with his hand between two pillows. Amazon sells everything. Do your shopping at Amazon. Tony's use the hilarious. TMOS app or go through our website. Now go spend money and spend a lot of it. And we thank you. It is super. Do you have any time for your sounds today?
We can sneak a couple in. Have you ever been to Australia?
No, I've always wanted to go, though.
The Australians seem to be such a happy-go-lucky sort, and this is a live TV show where they were making liquid nitrogen Coke rockets.
Mm.
And what you do is you pour some of the Coke out of the bottle, and then you put liquid nitrogen in it, and the reaction makes it shoot up like a rocket,
yes.
Right? Well, the guy does one of them, and it's fantastic. The power and speed is great. Then he tries to get the lady involved, and she nearly blows her head off. And what's great, this is on our Facebook page. You must look.
Right.
But what's great is they all just laugh about it.
So here we go.
And he's got that sort of Australian attitude that I know you like. Here we go.
Here we go. Come on. Here we go. So blow your head off.
Doing one more, yeah?
Sure.
Because
one
more.
Are these safe to do at home?
Well, if you've got liquid nitrogen in your
home. Now that you've asked the question, how about you have a go?
No.
Come on.
It's
have a go.
Is it safe?
Look, go on. You've just
it is
me
not safe.
Without injury. I'm going to force some of that out. Okay, here we go.
So what do you do?
I'll put in the liquid nitrogen, and when I say invert it, that means turn it upside down.
Right. And then what do I do with that?
Turn it, just sort of face it towards the sky, not towards the cameras.
Upside down?
Upside down. I've done it twice. You should have been watching.
I wasn't watching.
Their TV is really good in Australia,
isn't it?
Well,
of course, because apparently they don't care if they blow their head off. The thing went within an inch of her face.
Wow.
So you gotta look at it. It's crazy. And it's
Is it safe?
I've done it twice. Haven't you watched? So I don't know. In this age of Siri and Alexa, I don't know if this thing is real.
Has this person been waiting for 22 minutes?
Likely.
Hold on just a second. Todd from Hagerstown. I had to pick this up. What's going on?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
We're fine. We're in the middle of Rob's audio vault, though. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to say this is the pretty good family from Hagerstown.
Okay, thank you. Pretty good. Thank you very much. Rob is frustrated with that. Pretty good. Thank you very much. Sorry. That was 22 minutes worth. I didn't want to make him wait any longer.
I feel that he felt it was worth it. That's the most exciting thing.
That call was pretty good.
So was it safe? Was it safe?
Tomorrow we'll talk about the Jim Beam personal assistant because I want to close with this from our You Think You Had a Bad Day at the Office Department. Two Ohio cops pull over a couple. They need to get the guy out of the car. He won't. So when they pull him out, they try to tase him. One cop tases the other cop.
Oh, no.
So, not okay.
All you gotta do is comply, dude.
Chris, come on, stop.
Let's go.
Chris, stop. He didn't do anything wrong, bro. Stop.
Bro. Get out of the car now. Get out of the car. You're under arrest. Get out of the car.
Whoa.
Let go. Let go. Let go. She got me.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
God.
Sorry, Nick.
That's what happens when your police partner tases you in the middle of an arrest. Sorry, Nick.
Wow.
And also the lady adds to everything. Noah, Chris,
come on, bro.
Come on, bro. Don't tase me.
Yeah, bro.
You have a twisted mind, Spiewak.
Well, I just thought, you know, the audio is there. We have to disseminate it. That is your magic audio vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
We file that under the category, he has his father's eyes. That's it. That's it, right? I mean, that's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Gone with the Wind, Road to Perdition. Happy basketball game. printing up parents' obituaries. Yes, Rob, you are happier. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS
political
stream.
Political persuasions.
Yes.
Oh, political persuasions. Check it out,
new
please.
New banner on the front of the MichaelMaraShow.com page.
We need as many downloads as possible for the new political persuasions.
Also, a new
Chris
Tech 411 is out there if you want to listen to that.
Oh, is it
new
quarter?
Tech 411.
Yeah. Is it that quarter already?
Yes.
We've got tremendous shows out there. Please check out the More Network and support all of our shows. The Tony Perkins Show, Cake and Cookies, mm-hmm. The Rob and Joe Show. We've got lots of great contests.
Omaricast.
And Omaricast as well. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.